It's so good to have you with us today here at Covenant of Grace's Prayer Line. And today we're continuing on the series that we've taught from the very beginning of the year, since January, and that's on the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus Christ. And we're coming to the culmination and conclusion of it in talking about the last and final aspect of the sevenfold aspects. And that is this, that Satan has no place in me, no power over me, no unsettled claims against me. All, A-L-L, all has been settled by the blood of Jesus. We've had a couple lessons on this theme, but today's is on understanding the battleground. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or fleshly or physical, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. Our warfare against Satan is waged in the spiritual realm, but it takes upon physical or mental implications. Therefore, the weapons of our warfare are spiritual, and as well that which ministers to the inward man, helping our spirit and our mind to take hold of the things that will prepare us and strengthen us, and our soul to be filled with the goodness of God. It is tremendously important that we understand where the battle is taking place. Paul used various words in 2 Corinthians to speak of the battleground and our objectives. In different translations, we find the following words: imaginations, reasonings, speculations, arguments, knowledge, and thought. Notice that every one of those words refers to the realm of the mind. And in the soul, you have body, soul, and spirit. In the soul, that emotional realm is undertaken, the part of you that, you know, takes in the knowledge or the spectrum of what's taking place in your ears, into your mind, and begins to be filtered. That is so many times where the battle is, and it is there in vain imaginations or false reasoning or speculation that never is going to transpire, or arguments that should have never take place, or improper knowledge or improper thoughts, that we find ourselves short-circuited, hindered, and violated by the enemy. Satan is waging an all-out war to captivate the minds of the human race. He's using every mechanism possible in the media, just as we as believers try to take advantage of the media that's out there to reach out with a platform of understanding of God's word. Satan tries to use the same media to try to propagate that which he knows is going to destroy the word of God from becoming effective in people's lives, trying to pluck it out before it gets rooted within their spirit. He is building strongholds and fortresses in our minds, and it is our responsibility as God's representatives to use our spiritual weapons to break down these strongholds, to liberate the minds of men and women, and then to bring them into captivity to the obedience of what? Christ. What a staggering assignment that is. But yet God has given us the tools. He's given us his word and the fivefold ministry and the work of the Spirit of God to help to draw us into that place where we recognize the shepherd's guiding force of love, and that within the peace that passes up understanding, not allowing these vain imaginations, reasoning, speculation, arguments, knowledge, and thoughts to develop. But Satan is deliberately and systematically trying to build strongholds up in people's minds, not to receive. That's why it is so important to remember you have the armor of God, and to put on the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the loins girt about with truth, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel you've grown in the Lord, the shield of faith to quench every fiery dart of the wicked, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Remember what the scripture says when it says that we are to go through the gates of hell. We are an offensive team, the church. Satan is on the defensive, not us. But we've got to realize our place in the Lord and the promises of God. There was a devotion I read today. I usually read two different devotions each day, beside considering declaring God's word and this book that we have been kind of using as a backdrop in our studies here on the prayer line is the Magnificat, and from the back of my Bible, the Word, I have a devotional in the back of my Bible, a 30-day devotional, which each month I go through. And today's devotion happened to perfectly place itself within the same lesson, idea, and thought here that we have read from 2 Corinthians. And it reads from Ephesians 4:27, neither give place to the devil. Now, does that work perfectly in with what we're discussing here? Basically, if we will give no place, no position for the devil to make entrance or to have room in our life, he can't take ideas, speculations, arguments, knowledge, thought, and reasoning and pollute it and conform it to his will. But we are the people of God and can walk in the mind of Christ and overcome that by not giving him place, not giving him an opportunity. Neither give place to the devil, Ephesians 4:27. And I'm going to read this devotion to you today if I could. In the original Greek, the word place reads topos. From this word, topos, we derive our English word topography and topographic. It has to do with place, locality, or territory. This verse admonishes us to be so consistent, so dependable, and so trustworthy in our walk of faith that we surrender no topos, no ground, to the enemy. The stratagem of the enemy, our adversary, is to exploit our weaknesses or catch us off guard, allowing these imagination, reasoning, speculations, arguments, knowledge, and thought to be contrary to the things that are reality. When he can find an opening in our armor, he can weaken our effectiveness. In Ephesians 4:27, the Apostle Paul exhorts us to avoid giving the devil any opportunity. Never give the adversary any topography or topos. As believers, we have the possibility of making forward progress without ever having to lose any ground. By putting on the whole armor of God, it is possible to have the entire Christian personality and character completely covered. We can stand our ground in the battle between light and darkness, good and evil. 2 Samuel 23:12 tells us that. We can stand, and having done all, continue to stand. Ephesians 6:13. Best of all, we can move ahead even though every inch of our progress is contested. Exodus 14, verse 15. And we can be assured that God is with us to help us and to fight our battles. 2 Chronicles 32:8. For the believer, there is no turning back, no lost ground, nothing but continual forward progress in the good fight of faith. Let us remember that as we go forth today, and to give up no ground. And look at yourself and let the Holy Spirit minister as a scalpel into your soul. And look into the spirit realm. As he ministers into the emotions and mind, help him to check you out and recognize what is out of order. What have you possibly allowed in? And allow him to surgically remove it. And allow yourself to be healed by the grace and the power of Jesus' name. Not having vicious thoughts about an individual. Not allowing hurts and betrayal to break your heart. Not allowing vain speculation about something going on to capture your mind when it's not yours to be able to control or wonder about, but place your trust in the Master. Let not the battleground of your mind, soul, and spirit be given any place, given up any topography to the adversary, and let Christ reign supreme. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that by his blood I am breaking down the strongholds Satan has built in my mind. Because I have the helmet of salvation upon me, because God has saved me and brought me into his bosom through the blood, the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And I've taken on his name, and I am his child. I have been adopted by him, and I declare that Satan has no place in me, no power over me, no unsettled claims against me. Jesus is my advocate in heaven. Hallelujah. All has been settled by the blood of Jesus. Amen. I pray this word was a blessing to you, and I pray that God has touched your heart today in a special way. If you need to reach us here at Covenant of Grace, please call us at 646-926-0401 or visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Also, if you're interested in a Bible school and getting to be a part of having a consistent teaching of the Word of God in your life, might have the pursuit of a degree, etc., please check out FocusBibleCollege.org or FocusBibleCollege.com. I'm the vice president of that college. Dr. Price, not Dr. Price, but Dr. Tice, is the president of the Bible school. And we have been seeing some great new things and some wonderful students come in. And we have kind of revamped and everything the school in some areas, but just building upon the foundations in others. And we're looking forward to seeing what God's going to do in vision and purpose. We just the other day received our Florida verification as a college. We had been operating out of Arkansas, but have been in the midst of transition to Orlando, Florida. That is taking place. And we'd love you to be a part and support us, pray for us, believe that God's going to do a great work. And the kids and the students and different ones, a part of the Focus Bible College student body, are going to be used of God for a super work in the presence and the purpose of God's kingdom. God bless you. Thank you for being with us today here on the Prayer Line.